Okay, so we're in the middle of, you know, obviously the big topic of Smichas Kula Tefillah, and we are in the middle of the inyan of, is Smichas Kula Tefillah, is that requirement applicable on Shabbos? So, big adult, big picture, one way, right, different mahalchim, so the way it's presented, you know, by some, such as the Shayas Aryeh, is that the Mefarshim, right, Rabbeinu Tam, the Kolbo, who don't think, right, that Smichas Kula, and who think that Smichas Kula Tefillah, right, does not apply on Shabbos, right, the way the Shayas Aryeh says it is that, oh, they think that Smichas Kula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah, right, and therefore it's limited to Bakashos, and therefore Smichas Kula Tefillah is only Shayach to Tefillos during the Chol, right, during Chol, when which are all about bakashos. Therefore, on Shabbos and Yontif, where the tefillos have a different nature, they're not about bakashos; they're about other things. So, therefore, Smichas Kula Tefillah doesn't apply, right? And then, on the other hand, you'd have to say that the Mefarshim, right, that apply Smichas Kula Tefillah on Shabbos, right? It sounds like they would have to reject that approach. And then that Smichas Kula Tefillah is rather a din, either, right, it's either a din in the Geula, and therefore from the perspective of the Geula, it's about following up the Geula with the reference to Tefillah, either as a simon to Avoda, or as a simon to Emuna, and therefore, you know, the nature of the Tefillah wouldn't matter, right? That's one way to say it. Or you'd say, oh, even though fundamentally they think it, you know, it shouldn't apply, but, you know, you have a low point. That's like the overall your analysis of some of the achronim, such as the Shayas Aryeh, that if you think that it's a din in tefillah, really it shouldn't apply. And if you think it does apply, either you say lo pluk, or you think it's a din in the geula. So I'd like to go through some of the rishonim today who are going to apply Smichas Kula Tefillah to Shabbos. And in light of these rishonim's take on the sugya, it's sort of going to break that tzliya. Right, we're going to see a number of rishonim, right, who apply Smichas Kula Tefillah to Shabbos, but yet we know from other shittos of theirs in the sugya that they adopt the approach that Smichas Kula Tefillah is a din in the tefillah, and yet they think it's shayach by Shabbos. Right, so that's going to be a raya to the yisod that we were developing the other day. That no, these two things can go hand in hand. Because even if you think that Smichas Kula Tefillah is a din in the tefillah, it's lav davka about bakashos. Right, the idea of having geula as a hakdama, right, is not just as a hakdama so that when you issue your bakashos, you have the right state of mind. Even when it comes to Shabbos, right, which is about, you know, just recognizing kedusha Shabbos, even there the hakdama of geula is shayach. Right, it's to get you in that right frame of mind so that when you're recognizing Shabbos, Kedushas HaShabbos, which is all about, right, Osei Maase Bereishis, it's all about, right, Hashem creating the world, to go into that with the perspective of Geula, that Hashem is in control of the world and therefore was able to perform Yitzias Mitzrayim, take us out of Mitzrayim, even then, even within that such a perspective, right, Geula, Smichas Kula Tefillah is Shayach. So again, so right now we're going to be going through Rishonim who apply Smichas Kula Tefillah on Shabbos. And Bigadol, we're going to see that given their shitos about Smichas Kula Tefillah in general, it's going to confirm the mahalach we're developing, that even if you think that Smichas Kula Tefillah is a din in the tefillah, it's still going to be shayach to the tefillah of Shabbos. Okay? So again, so last time we saw the Mefarshim who explicitly said that Smichas Kula Tefillah applied on Shabbos. That was in the Beis Yosef, the Torah Shmuel. Now we're going to go back to the Rishonim, who don't say it explicitly, but implicitly, it comes out a number of their shitas. So again, who's the earliest Rishon who, again, doesn't say it explicitly, but implicitly from his comments in certain Gemaras, it's clear he applies Smichas Kula Tefillah on Shabbos? Rashi, which sugya? Exactly. Let's look at Lamed Amud Aleph. So again, this is some important sugyas. We read this before. But let's take a look at Shitas Rashi with an emphasis, right, with a focus on whether he applies Smichas Kula Tefillah on Shabbos. And we're going to pay careful attention that in both Maisim that Rashi is commenting on, there's no Raya Mechrachas from the Gemara, but there is a Raya from Rashi. So let's go from, David, you mind, Marema or Marzitra? It's like five lines before the Mishnah.
Oh, you mean the Gemara?
Yeah, the Gemara, yeah.
Marema or Marzitra, Habu Mikanfi Beyasara Bishabta Daragla, Umatsli,
Okay, so it's clear from the Gemara that we're dealing with Shabbos, right? Here, it's clear we're dealing with Shabbos. Right? From the Gemara, it says, Marimar or Marzutra, right? They would gather 10 people to have their minion, right, on this Shabbos, right, before the big Yontif, they'd have their minion, and then they'd go and have their shir later. So let's see Rashi, Dir Masla, B'Shabbos and Diragla. So again, it's clear from the Gemara that we're dealing with Shabbos, but what's not clear from the Gemara is that there's any inyan of Smichel School of Tefillah here. But Rashi is going to fill that up. So what does Rashi say? Dir Masla, B'Shabbos and Diragla.
Yeah. So with Nei Pesach, Be'Aseres, which is Shabbos before the holidays. The Marimar, B'Hiro, the Marzitra, B'Hiro, have...
Yeah, we're giving the drashas. Right, so again, everyone would daven during the shir itself. So the problem is, what about the magid shir? So what do they do? Oh, so what does Rashi add in here? He says, what would they do? They specifically gather a minion beforehand, so they can daven Kriyat Shema and then Tzvila, so they can make Mekayim Smichas Gula L'Tzvila. So it's clear from Rashi's parish of this Maisa that, again, even though it's a Shabbos, yet Rashi invokes this din of Smichas Gula Tzvila, obviously assuming that Smichas Gula Tzvila is Shayach on Shabbos. So that's Rashi in the first Maisa. And now let's get to the second Maisa involving Rav Ashi. So here, fascinating, that's the flip. Here, the Gemara is going to reference Smichas Gula Tefillah, but what does the Gemara not reference? What's not 100% clear from the Gemara? Whether this is on Shabbos. So again, there's no raya from the Gemara itself, but Rashi, again, is going to fill this in and, you know, bring it all together. So what's the Maisa? Rav Ashi.
Rashi, Haya Rosh Hashiva, but
I'm sorry, if you could just do the first of the Gemara.
Yeah.
Rav Ashi Matzli. So what would he do? He would daven, right? He wouldn't make an early minion. He daven, as we'll see, right? While he was darshaning, he daven in the middle of that. And then the first time he's davening during the shir, he's sitting. So he'd go back and repeat it later. Right? Why don't you just do like they did and have gather an early minion? Very inspiring. I don't want to delay the shear. I want to start the shear as early as possible. Okay, fine. So this is the reference to Smichas Gula Tefillah. So why don't you be mevater on Smichas Gula Tefillah, just like Avuah Shmuel and Levi? We know from the earlier Maisa that they basically davened and then said Kriya Shema later. So do the same thing. Right, that's not the Mesorah, right? The Rabbanim Chashuvim, right? The Mesorah is that to be makbid on Smichas Gula L'Tzvila. So again, it's clear from the Gemara that the Gemara is talking about Smichas Gula L'Tzvila, that Rav Ashi was makbid for Smichas Gula L'Tzvila, but you don't know from the Gemara itself that this is taking place on Shabbos. But yet, Rashi, L'Shitaso, is going to explain the Dear Masel of Rav Ashi. Right, so he wouldn't do the move. He wouldn't have an early minion. He daven what during the shir?
Yeah.
Exactly. Did I skip the part where he says it was Shabbos?
He says it's Shabbos for Rashi.
One second. I thought it was clear in Rashi that he says. One second. Yeah, again, I thought it was more mefurish, but again, I think from. In the beginning of Rav Ashi, when it says that he was a Rosh Hashiva, Masa Masi, and Dorish, again, by implication, it sounds like, you had, right, Marimar and Marzitra, who were doing their respective drushos on their Shabbos Deragla. Again, Rav Ashi, it sounds like, he was doing his Shabbos Deragla, because he was a Rosh Hashiva in Masa Masi. That's what it sounds like. I thought it was a little more mefurish. But either way, Rashi, again, seems to put Rav Ashi in the same camp as Marimar and Marzitra, that they're all their, respective Nihugim, during their Shabbos Deraglos. And again, Rashi Lishitaso is mentioning Smichas Gula Tefillah, even though it is Shabbos. Yeah, Ariel. Exactly.
How could it be that Rav Ashi was just sitting down for...
Oh, okay. 2 points. I think this is... Who had this? Is Elio? Is that... You're familiar? Okay, two things. Okay, excellent. So, okay, so clear from this Rashi, again, that there is Smichas Gula Tefillah on Shabbos. And why is this Rashi important? What is Shitas Rashi about Smichas Gula Tefillah? Right, you saw David. What is Shitas Rashi about the nature of Smichas Gula Tefillah? It's about the Tefillah. How do we see that? From which Rashi? Rashi and Daf Dalet, right? Rashi and Daf Dalet is one who quotes the Yerushalmi, this whole idea that it's about the Gula is a Hakdama to enhance the Tefillah, so that you're in a state of Kirvas Hashem by the time you get to the Tefillah. So again, this is very important. So Rashi again is a confirmation of the Yisod that we're trying to say, that even if you think that Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in the Tefillah, that's also Shayach by Shabbos, because even the Tefillah by Shabbos, even though it's not about Bakasha, right, this notion of that the Gula is a good Hakdama even for Tefillah, for Shabbos, is very important, and that emerges from Shitas Rashi. Oh, so Ariel's asking another question, which was, wait a second, if Rashi thinks that Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah, so then how can you be Mekayim that with the Tefillah that you're not Yotze? You're asking, how can you be Mekayim that with the Tefillah Demiushim? Oh, see, that was similar to the Stipler is Medayik, and the Rush here, all right, says, oh, the fact that you can be Mekayim Smichas Gula Tefillah with the Tefillah Demiushim shows it's a din in the Gula. So you're asking, how does that work with the Shitas Rashi? Right, Elio, right? You had a deer a couple days ago. If you look very carefully. Elio, would you mind? Look at the deer maskal, the last Rashi here. Alo chazin on lehul rabbanan kishishim minan to avdihachi. If you pay careful attention, right, while the Rush said, right, that you were only Yotzi with the second tefillah de Mu'umad, doesn't sound like that from Rashi himself. All right, so when Rashi is explaining why he repeated the Tefillah de Me'umad, he doesn't say because you weren't Yotze at all. All he says, Lafisha in Daitom Yusheves Olav Kolkach. Sounds like you didn't have the Spitz Kavana, so L'chatzchila, you should repeat Tefillah. Mashma, that you were Yotze with the Tefillah de Me'ushav, and therefore Rashi Lishitasa works out. Because since Rashi thinks that's a din in the Tefillah, it would only be Shayach to Mekayim, Smichas Gula Tefillah, with the Tefillah that you're actually being Yotze your Chiyav Tefillah with. Therefore, Rashi Lishitasa is unlike the Rush. When the Rush spells out, you know, Rashi, he says, no, the Iker Tefillah was really the second one, the Tefillah de Me'umad. Seems to come out of Rashi that really Rashi thinks that the Iker, right, the one that you're Yotze with, is a Tefillah de Me'ushav, and he just repeated L'chatzchila because he didn't have, you know, the best type of Kavana. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, according to Rashi, if it's a din in the Tefillah, and the whole point of Smichas Gula Tefillah is to enhance the Tefillah,
yeah,
even though you are being Yotze, you're Smichas Gula Tefillah, the entire point of it is so that you can enhance your Tefillah and make it a better Tefillah. So if you're saying that this Tefillah is so good that you're going to have to daven Shmona Esrei again, what's the point of even doing Smichas Gula Tefillah?
Again, you did, meaning you enhanced it in one way, but it was lacking in another way.
So little, though, that you had to daven Shmona Esrei again because your Tefillah was so bad.
Again, because it was Miyushev, and you, meaning, it sounds like that's like a different aspect of it. That's what it sounds like. Again, the lotion of kolkach. Whenever you say, you know, inom yusheva, in daitom yushevas, love kolkach. The lotion of kolkach sounds like, it sounds like that's like a lechatzchila, right? You were Yotze, but it wasn't lechatzchila. That's what it sounds like. And again, a factor that I forgot to mention, this is when I, you know, Yaakov had this aura yesterday. Another raya that even by tefillah b'shavas, which is not about bakasha, it's important to bring yourself to a certain state of mind. Yaakov, what do you point out? What do we still have by Tefillah B'Shabbos, even though they're not B'Kashos? Exactly. You saw the first three brachos of Shevach, which we developed. There's all about getting you in the right frame of mind. So you see this notion that even by Tefillah B'Shabbos, even though it's not a Tefillah of B'Kasha, we still are makbit to have a certain type of Hakdama to make sure you're the right mindset. It's clear from the fact that we have the three brachos of Shevach before you get to the middle bracha of Kedushas HaShabbos. So now we're just saying the same idea of the third, just like we have the first three brachos of Shevach to be makdim, that middle bracha about Kedushas HaShabbos, just like you have that Hakdama, you also have the Hakdama of Smichas Gula Letzvila. So I forgot to mention that last time. That's an important Nukuda, which is a riot to what we're saying. Yeah.
Are we saying that Rashi holds the Smichas Gula Letzvila that didn't Tfila from the Gemara and Abdallah?
Yeah, No, we're putting the two Rashi's together. From Daf Dalet, from Rashi and Daf Dalet, we see it's a din in Tefillah. from his Peir Shalom and Amin Aleph, you see that he applies it to Shabbos. So you see, against the Shagas Ari's idea, that no, they come together, that even if it's a din in tefillah, that's still shayach to the tefillah of Shabbos, even though it's not a bakasha. Okay? That's coming out of Shittas Rashi. Now let's see another Rishon, who also, we're going to have the same Yisod coming out of, and that is the Rashba. So the Rashba in three different places, again, is going to assume that Smichas Gula Tefillah applies by Shabbos, and then we're going to have to plug this into the Shita of the Rashba overall. Okay? Where the first Gemara, let's say, is in Chav Zayin. Again, Ezreel, what is the Gemara in Chav Zayin? Do you remember what the Chav Zayin is talking about? It's a special practice of Rav. They need to do something on Friday night. Remember what the Shita of Rav was? Right, Rav would be Matzli Shal Shabbos be'er Shabbos, right? He would daven Friday night Mariv early, right? And the big question is going to be, you're davening Mariv before Zman Kriya Shema. So again, the Gemara in Chav Zayin, that's Tefillas HaShachar, Sugya of Tarti Desatri, that's not directly our Inyan. I like to focus on the end of the Rashba. Anybody have the end of the Rashba in Chav Zayin, Amin Aleph? Again, Dira Maskla Hashadil Itmar Hilkhazor Lo Kamar Vlo Kamar. Again, at the end, he's going to issue is Smichas Gula Tefillah. Got it? Yeah. Umiyu Tefillah Bilachud.
Umiyu Tefillah Bilachud with the Talu, the Tzorach Shah, the Mitzvah, Kriyash Mahabah, the Pariyat, the Tzorach Kach, Shem Tzorach Mitzvah, who shall have a push in this.
Right. So he says, yes, he'd only daven Mariv early. He'd end up repeating Kriya Shema later. And he says, oh, you have a problem with Smichas Gula Tefillah. So what does he say?
Because of the Mitzvah.
What Mitzvah? Of Tosefes Shabbos, where we waive the requirement of Smichas Gula Tefillah. But again, mashma, that if not for the fact that the Tzorach Mitzvah, there would be a requirement of Smichas Gula Tefillah, even though we're dealing with what? Shabbos. So again, the fact that the Rashba has to go out of his way to justify why Rav wasn't makbid on Smichas Gula Tefillah is because of Tzorach Mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Mashma, that without that factor of Tzorach Mitzvah, you would require Smichas Gula Tefillah, even though it was Shabbos. So that's Rashba number one. Yeah, all right.
I mean, I may have read it right or wrong, but it seems like the Rashba was saying that this person's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's from Plag.
That's for Zman Mariv.
That's for Mariv.
That's Mariv. That doesn't apply to Kriya Shema.
But for, I'm saying, what would be the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos if you hold Rabbi Yehuda?
It's very important. I guess as I was talking to some other guys about it. Rabbi Yehuda's a din in Mariv. It's not a din in Laila. So I don't, right? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that Shabbos starts at Plak. Right? Shabbos starts at Shkia. Right? If you're going to be Makabal Shabbos, right, between Plag and Shkia, that's still Tosefes Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? That's very important. Right? The Shita of the Machlokes in Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda is very much a Mincha Mariv Machlokes because of the Tamid Shabbain Rabbayim. That doesn't carry over to what when Laila starts, the Indian Shabbos. Yeah.
When Rav Ula gave up this year, he said something about that cloud is like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it starts at night in some ways.
Even for Shabbos, he said?
He said Dafka, not for Shabbos.
Not for Shabbos.
He said for Tosefes Shabbos.
Yeah, for Tosefes Shabbos. Yeah, yeah. That's the Zman for Tosefes Shabbos, but not for Shabbos itself. Okay, good. So this is Rashba number one. Clearly assumes that if not for the Tzorech HaMitzvah, there would be Smichas Gula Tefillah, even though it's Shabbos. The next Rashba, which is Shayach, is the Rashba in Tshuva.
Instead of Shabbos, take away or the din of Smichas Gula Tefillah.
It's like you had in the other Rashba, of like, you know, there's a clash between Smichas Gula Tefillah and Tefillah B'tzibur, so to here. Whenever, in Halacha, sometimes you have it. You have a choice. Either you're going to be Mekayim Tosefes Shabbos, or even Mekayim Smichas Gula Tefillah. Sometimes you have to pick which value trumps the other value.
But isn't so, Tosefes Shabbos just 1 minute, like, even 1 minute?
That's a big machlokes, how much you have to be, rather, some say you have to need a half hour, there's different questions about that. So assuming that you needed to do this, and that this was a kiyum of Tosefes Shabbos, so that value of Tosefes Shabbos overrides, according to the Rashba, overrides the value of Smichas Gula Tefillah, at least by Mariv. Okay, good. The other Rashba is in Tshuva. Again, what's the context of the Rashba in Tshuva? Yaakov, remember what the Rashba in Tshuva is wondering about?
About what's the Rabashina? Is it Ashkenazi or Amora?
Exactly, right? Is what is the, when the Mishnah says there are two Birchos Kriyat Shema after Kriyat Shema and Mariv, so the first one is clearly Gal Yisrael, but what's the second one? So what does the Rashba end up saying? What's the Birchos Kriyat Shema? Ashkenazi. And right, Baruch Hashem Olam / Yirinenu. That's just, that was an added thing. So if you don't mind reading towards the end, see the on the first, still on the first sheet, second to last line, last two words of Al Birchas Hamolech. Doesn't say there are three, only says there are two. So this is an add-on. So what's the add-on? Okay, it was right in the time of Shema, they you know, they're talking as a substitute. Fine, now this is the part that there's no get to us. So generally speaking, even though you're a batzla, you're not batzla gzera, batzla tam, still a batzla minog, it's fine, it stays. Oh, but still. But then he quotes some, which you've seen in the past, who omit, right, Baruch Hashem la'olam, because of the inyan of smichas gulot tefillah, but for our inyan, what was an important thing that he adds? Exactly. He references that the inyan of smichas gulot tefillah is bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So Rosh v'lashitaso, again, now we have Chavzayin Amin Aleph is number one, Shuvos number two, references this inyan of smichas gulot tefillah being shayach, bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, I should say, bein b'shabbos. That's Rosh number two. Now is a Rosh number three. Back in the Sugya on Lamed Amin Aleph. Okay, so everyone, whoever has the Rashba out, the Rashba again in the Sugya on Lamed Amin Aleph, again getting into the Psak, again, who do we pass you like? Right, in terms of this whole question, if, you know, if you're going out on a trip, you're leaving early, right, what comes first, Tfilah Mu'umad, or Smechas Kula Tfilah? Anyone have, Ari, do you have the Rashba? Do you ask Ul Evid Mar Ka'avu Adishmua? It's the last piece on Lamed Amin Aleph. You go for it? Quotes from Haigon. So even though it sounds like he's rejecting those shittos and saying, no, really, smichas gulot tefillah really trumps tefillah d'mu'umad, is the key, Ikalame? And he was just talking about on Shabbos, that on Shabbos, right, that's when they were makbid on smichas gula l'tfila over tfila b'dimu umad, aval hecha. But when on chol, when there's a counter pressure, if you need to get on the derech, so then we're going to say that tfila d'mu umad does override smichas gula l'tfila. Why do we pask in that way? Because the kol yachro, it's a tanakama. Right, because it was the Tanakama who said that Tfilah d'Me'umad was Adif, and it was only the Shitas Yachid of Shimon ben Elazar who said Smichas Gula l'Tfilah. So again, for our purposes, the most important part of this Rashba is that what is he applying on Shabbos? He says the Inyan of Smichas Gula l'Tfilah is on Shabbos. So again, yet another Rashba, and again, he was just saying, what makes Chol different? Because there's an added counter pressure you have to get on the road. So he's just saying, when you have that added counter pressure of you need to get on the road early, so then we're going to override Smichas Gula Tefillah. But on Shabbos Atarigla, he says Smichas Gula Tefillah is going to apply and is going to mechayev you to say Kriyat Shema and then Amida. So it comes out of all three of these Rashbas that Smichas Gula Tefillah applies on Shabbos. Now there's a challenge to you guys. What is the other, where do we see, what other Rashba did we see which proved that Smichas Gula Tefillah for the Rashba is a Din in Tefillah? A little challenge. And I'll give you a hint. It's the Tshuvas HaRashba. We saw Tshuvas HaRashba, which seems to assume that Smichas Gula Tefillah is a Din in Tefillah. What was the Tshuvas HaRashba?
The one that he with
yes. What was the key line?
Right, so
right, the context where we have a clash between Tzvila B'Tzibur and Smichas Gula Tzvilah. He says, by Mariv, Tzvila B'Tzibur trumps Smichas Gula Tzvilah. Why? But what's unique about Mariv? Because by Mariv, Tzvilas Arvis Rishus. And if you cheshen it all out, if you take Tzvilas Arvis Rishus into account, that was the cheshen we had, if you think that the nature of the Tzvilah, right, is going to matter. If you think that the fact that Arvis, the Tefillah's Arvis is a Rishus, and you assume that that means that the Tefillah of Arvis is more kal and more flexible, that impacts, right, the Chomer of Smichas Gula Tefillah, that only makes sense if you assume that Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in the Tefillah. So if you put all these Rashbis together, it's right. It emerges that just like Rashi, who said that, Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah, and yet Smichas Gula Tefillah applies on Shabbos, same thing comes out of the Rashba. Even though the Rashba holds that Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah, and therefore the fact of Tefillah's Rishus is going to basically dictate that the Smichas Gula Tefillah by Marav is on a lower level than it is by Shachris, clearly assuming it's a din in Tefillah, yet the Rashba holds that it applies on Shabbos. Basically, so we're saying that this idea of Smichas Gula Tefillah midin Tefillah is also applicable to Shabbos, even though there are no bakashas. Okay? So I think it's a very important, not only do we have that coming out of Shitas Rashi, we also have that Yesod coming out of the Shitas HaRashba. Now let's see one more Rishon, who in many places also assumes that Smichas Gula Tefillah applies by Shabbos. Which Rishon am I referring to? The Rush. Excellent. So if you look at the Rush in many places, right, the Rush also assumes that Smichas Gula Tefillah applies in Shabbos. Let's go to a different place. The first place is in Perek Dalid Simen Vav, in the context of the Gemara on Chav Zayin. So again, this is first one is the Rush in Perek Dalid Simen Vav, right? The Rush is discussing the same Gemara about Rav being Matzli, right, Shabbos Ve'erev Shabbos. Again, and he's going to say, have a comment very similar to the Rashba. Elio Sanders, you have it? Let me plug him in. Right, that's what I said before. Yeah. Oh, so you end up having Marav after plug, and then repeating Kriya Shema after Tzeis. Oh, it's a problem. It's because Gula Tzvila. Okay, same idea as the Rashba. He says, what about Smichas Gula Tefillah? Even though we're dealing with what Tzvi? What are we dealing with now? What day of the week? Shabbos? So, no, because the Tzorach Mitzvah, Tosef HaShabbos, overrides the Inyan of Smichas Gula Tefillah. But again, clearly assuming, right, the Rosh is clearly assuming that if not for that Tzorach Mitzvah factor, Smichas Gula Tefillah is a requirement that has to be dealt with. So that's Rosh number one. Again, the Sugya on Chav Zayin, in Perek Dalet Simen Vav. The next Rush seems to be coming out of left field, and this is the Rush in Titus. Okay? You have to look at the Yerushalmi. Again, this is takes a little background to appreciate this, but a very important. So again, this first Rush is in the context of Shabbos. Now, the Smichas Gula Tefillah is a requirement of Shabbos. This next Rush in the beginning of Titus is going to not be about Shabbos, going to be about Yontif. Okay? Does anybody have at least the opening Mishnah on Beis Zaman Aleph in Titus? You got it, Ben? Okay. So what's the Mishnah talking about? When do you start saying Mashiv Ruach Omer Gesha? Start from the top. So right, Rav Lazar says in the first day of Sukkis. He says, no, you wait till Shmini Atzeres. And the Mishnah continues. What's the reasoning outside? What's the reasoning why? Exactly. You're about to do the mitzvah of Sukkah, and when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, your putter when it rains. Obviously, we don't want to be asking for rain right during Sukkah itself. So therefore, we wait to Shmini Atzeres. So go to the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now the question is: okay, we know that we do it on Shmini Atzeres. Now, which tefillah on Shmini Atzeres do we say it on?
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, over the Yom Tov
So what's Ha'achron referring to?
Musaf,
right? You start, and this is Halacha L'maisa, you only start saying Mashiv Ruach at Musaf and not a Shachris. So the question that Yerushalmi is going to deal with is, okay, wait a second. Once the Simen Klala factor is over after the 7 days of Sukkot, so then presumably, when should you start saying Mashiv Ruach Merdi Gashem already at Marv, and if not a Marv, it's Shachris. Why are we waiting until Musaf? So a very important Yerushalmi. Again, sounds like this is out of left field. It is a little bit, but we're going to see how it's going to end up, coming back to our second. So right, let's look at the Yerushalmi again on the Mar Mekomo sheet. Tzvi, would you mind? So let's look at the Yerushalmi is going to be asking about Tzvi Nugrishal. What? Oh yeah, that Nukasha. Oh, so Yishalmi is asking, have you asked me Arab? Say it already at Marv. So what's the Gemara? What is Yishalmi answer? What does that mean? Not everyone's going to be there, and what's the problem as the Mefarshei at Yishalmi? What? Exactly. Some people are saying Mashiv Ruach, some people won't. It's a problem of Agudos. Very interesting idea. We don't want to have, when it comes to Nusach HaTzilah, which is all about, you know, Achdus, everyone doing the same thing, to have Agudos, some people remembering to say it, and some people not. Fine. So Mariv is off the charts. So the Hashakras, everyone shows up the Chakras. Come, right? So it's a little, you know, this is like a psychological factor. So what is it? The guy wasn't at Marv. He comes in Chakras. Everyone's saying Mashi Baruch HaMerdi Geshem. He's going to think, right? Everyone always thinks they're the odd man out. He's going to say, wait a second. Afu Sabur, Shema Hiskir Me'erev. If everyone's saying it now, that means everyone really said it last night. We'll have a matkir, and then for the next year, when he's diving at home at Marv, he'll be like, oh, I have to start saying Mashi Baruch HaMerdi Geshem already at Marv. So again, the psychological, if you start saying it at Chakras, everyone's going to assume, right, that they already started saying it the night before, and they're going to get back to the agudos. Therefore, what's the benefit of Musaf? Continues the Yerushalmi. Right, but once Ilracham here, right, once he sees that they're not mentioning that Chakras, and only Umatzkarin Bachrisa, and they're only mentioning a Musaf. And he's going to realize, obviously, they didn't do it the night before. So again, according to this answer, right, once people realize that you're only starting it at Musaf, and you didn't start it at Chakras, so it's clearly that you didn't start it the night before. Fine. So now, one line later in the Yerushalmi, there is a statement. And the big question about the statement is this an independent statement? Or is this really what's the other option? A second answer to the original question. So that's going to be the big nekuda, which is going to get back to our sugya. So what's the statement of Chagai? So what's the statement of Chagai? That a yachid can't start. Until there's an announcement from the Shliach Tzibur that you should start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMerdi Geshem. So, one way to learn the Yerushalmi is that this is an independent statement, right? Once we're talking about Mashiv Ruach HaMerdi Geshem, it's important to mention this other din, which is that you can't start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMerdi Geshem until there's a hachraza by the Shliach Tzibur. If that's the case, then there's no shaychus to Eretz Sugya at all, and this entire thing was a nice reading of the Yerushalmi, but it was not shaychus to Eretz Sugya. But we're going to see both the Rush and the Karban Eda say, right, Elisha, how do they explain what's going on here? Why? What's the relevance of this statement of Rav Chagai? Did you get this? All right, what's the relevance? It's okay. And it's really a second answer to the question, right? Shai, how is this an answer to the question? Right, the question was, why don't you start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMerdi Geshem at Chakras? So what's the answer? Would be a hefsek. Since you need a hachraza, and why can't you do a hachraza at Chakras? Because the smichas gula litzvila. Right? So anybody have the Rush in Tinus? So Ben, let's see. The Rush in Tinus, that's pshat in this Gemara. First he quotes the Yerushalmi, and right after the Yerushalmi says, V'od mefarish tam acher v'Yerushalmi. Oh, very important, right? What does that mean? According to me, this reasoning is not an independent statement. It's rather, right, it goes on that question, right, to Paro. So how is that answering? Why is the fact that you need a chraza an answer for why it can't be done at Chakras? Perush. Oh, So says the Rosh and the Karban Eda on the spot that this is an answer. What the Gemara, what the Yerushalmi is saying, is that the reason why we can't start Mashiv Aruch Amorei Geshem at Shachris is because we require a Hachraza. But a Hachraza is efshar, is not possible at Shachris, because you obviously need the Hachraza right before the Amida. But by Shachris, what's the requirement of Dovi, which is in the way of a Hachraza? Why can't you make a Hachraza right before the Amida? Smichas Geula Letzvila. And why is this important? Because what day are we talking about? It's Yontif. So it emerges from this rush that just like the rush on Chav Zayin and Aleph was very clear that Smichas Geula Letzvila applied by Shabbos, here, the way you're understanding the Yerushalmi, it's very clear that the rush thinks that Smichas Geula Letzvila also applies on Yontif. And the reason why this is important is because there's no raya necessary from the Yerushalmi. Why is there no raya from the Yerushalmi? Because how can you understand the Yerushalmi? According to the Yerushalmi, you can just understand that line as being an independent statement. And if you look at the Pnei Moshe, so I had it down, Pnei Moshe seems to understand it as an independent sugya. The Yerushalmi goes on to understand this requirement of hachras that the Gemara continues to discuss. So again, there's no raya from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi applies smichas geula tefillah on Yontif, because the Yerushalmi, it's not mukach that line has to do with smichas geula tefillah. But the Rosh, the Shitaso, understands it as relating to smichas geula tefillah, right? Therefore, Rosh the Shitaso, not only does he think smichas geula tefillah applies on Shabbos, he thinks it also applies on Yontif. Yaakov.
Yeah, I think it's on Shabbos, so of course it's on Yontif too.
Okay, yeah. Right around. Again, we had the Ramah in the opposite direction.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But in that, yeah, understood. But again, it's nice to see it as a hechra. Yeah. So that was at hand, or
even according to the Pnei Moshe, that doesn't seem to explicitly connect there.
Yeah.
Aren't you forced into explaining that line is going to, even if you say it's a separate statement, it's going to impact the way you do things in shul, somebody's going to need to announce. Shabbos is going to do it, and we didn't do it in Shachris. We said you can't do it in Shachris.
No, maybe you don't do it in Shachris because of the psychological factor.
Right, but if you're not doing it in Shachris because of the psychological factor, then you're doing it.
You don't do it in Shachris, not because of Smichas Geula Tefillah. Maybe the Yerushalmi holds that Smichas Geula Tefillah is not Shayach, it's Yontif. Right, that's the way Rabbeinu Tam would learn it. Rabbeinu Tam would probably is going to learn the Yerushalmi as saying, no, Smichas Geula Tefillah is not Shayach on Shabbos or Yontif. And the reason why we don't have the Hachraza at Shachris is because of the psychological factor, we're leaving it to Musaf. Right? And then there's Stam. Once we're leaving it to Musaf, because the psychological factor, by the way, there's also a Hachraza. But the factor of Hachraza wouldn't be an impediment to doing it at Shachris because there's no Smichas Geula Tefillah on Yontif. You could have learned it like that. Okay? Yeah, alright.
There's psychological.
What?
There's a psychological factor when there's a Hachraza. There's not a Hachraza. There's a Hachraza saying, like,
separate.
We're starting now and not before.
Oh. Interesting. Stop. You can't according to that second. According to the Rav Chagai, you don't even need the first factor. But again, but still the first factor stands on its own without the Hachraza. Yeah.
If you say there is a
Hachraza,
then it gets rid of the
second. Yeah, that's what Ari's
saying. It can't stand on its own because once you have a Hachraza, no one can say, oh, they must have sent an Arab last night because they made a Hachraza right now.
So uh-huh.
It's the same thing, then it wouldn't apply by Musaf. It's not going to apply by Shakras, it's not going to apply
uh-huh.
by
Musaf. So you're saying, if not for the fact that Smichas Geula, that's interesting, I have to think about that. You're saying, if not for the fact that Smichas Geula Tefillah, then do the Hachraza, I guess that's what you're asking. Do the Hachraza at Shakras, and you solve all problems. Interesting. That's interesting. Yeah.
The logic for if they hear it only by Musaf is that, oh, you must not have started at Shachris.
Yeah.
Is that implying that Musaf is always after Shachris, right after Shachris?
Yeah, it's, yeah. You're supposed to, yeah.
It could be all
day. Yeah.
The Minhag was always do it right after Shachris.
Yeah, because number one, Tadir, meaning, for Tadir Hashem and Tadir Kodem, you do Shachris first, and because it's a Mitzvah of Eris.
So wait, it could be after Shachris, but like 5 hours after.
Yeah, that's fine. You're never going to have Musaf before Shachris.
Right.
Is a machok is about Musaf and Mincha.
If it's 5 hours after Shachris, so someone only comes to Musaf.
But again, if now there's a Hachraza, or now that they're doing it, well, not the halakha's part, but now they're doing it now, so it implies they didn't do it earlier. That's an interesting point that Aryan is, right? I have to think about that. Oh, fine. Okay, and one last rush, and this is the diuk of the Shagas Aryeh. What's the last diuk in this, based on a girsa of the rush, which works out very nicely, l'shitasa? Right? Where does the rush have a unique girsa? In which Gemara?
About
the two bavos, right? That if you look very carefully, we're not going to do it inside, but if you look very carefully at the rush in Perek Dalid Simen Chaf, right, when he is quoting the Brisa between the Tanakhama and Rishon Ben Elazar, instead of breaking up the case into two different bavos, right, he groups them all together, and as discussed yesterday, because in that way, it's very clear that when the Rishon Ben Elazar says Smichas Gula Tfila, it's shayach to all the cases, even when it comes to Yontif. So again, basically, the details last time, but again, the Shagas Aryeh points out that the rush l'shitaso to holding that smichos gula tefila applies bein b'shabbes bein b'yontif has an alternative girsa on lamed amin aleph, which groups both bavos together, which makes it clear that when the Rishon Ben Elazar is mentioning smichos gula tefila, he's also mentioning that in regards to yontif in the cases of lulav and megillah and all those different cases. So therefore, that works out very nicely. Rush l'shitaso. Fine. So far, we have Rashi. We have the Rashba, we have the Rush, and now let's see two more really quickly. The Tur. Where is it clear from the Tur that the Tur also holds a smicha implicitly? It doesn't say it explicitly, but where is it implicit from the Tur that he holds that the requirement of smicha school of tefillah even applies on Shabbos? Ariel? Oh, and he says, the reason why you can say the psukim of Vishamru on Shabbos is only because what? Vishamru is Kain Gula. Implying otherwise, there would have been a problem of smichas geula letzvila. Second Gabriel, right? So again, the tour, the fact that he has to justify the recitation of bishamru based on it being me'in geula implies that otherwise there is a requirement of smichas geula letzvila, and therefore the tour clearly holds that smichas geula letzvila applies in Shabbos. Why is that significant? Why is it significant that the tour of all people applies smichas gula tefila on Shabbos? Because who does the Tur quote? He quotes the Yerushalmi, right? The Tur quotes the Yerushalmi, this idea that smichas gula tefila is a dinin tefila. So just like you had with Rashi and the Rashba, you also have the same right cheshbon within the Tur, the same Tur who clearly thinks that smichas gula tefila is a dinin tefila, yet he holds that it applies on Shabbos. Gabriel?
Gives a separate reason also. Like, the reason why he has to clarify that he also named Ula is to clarify why it's in that part of the Davin. I'm not sure that he would test it otherwise, just why would you put Bishamru here and not say at the end of the Davin?
Oh, you think that's what he's?
And because it's part of the theme of Ula, so that's why it's in here. But he gives also other reasons why it's in the Davin.
Okay. You think maybe it was just the timing of it? Okay, when he says me'in geula, Pashas is referring to the sugya of like geula richta, I thought, but okay, you're right. It's not mukrach. Fair harab. And just to point out that the in terms of just the poskim who explicitly apply smichas geula tefila on Shabbos, you have the Shagas Aryeh, right? At the end of this long piece, Shagas Aryeh, in the end of the day, right, says the raya from Lamed Amud Aleph. Lamed Amud Aleph with the story of all those Amorayim, right? And the Sugya on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, as we've discussed. He says both of those Sugyas clearly prove that Smichas Gula Tefila applies on Shabbos. But, the way the Shagas Aryeh justifies this, I think, is noteworthy. If you just look at the Shagas Aryeh really quickly, I'm going to take out the Shagas Aryeh. Towards the end, when he explains why he applies Smichas Gula Tefila on Shabbos, see like nine lines down, there's like three dots and it says Mikomokom Nirali. Alicia, do you see that? On the third page of the Marmakomos. It's like, no, it says Mikomokom Nirali.
Mikomokom Nirali, Shah, Iker Kedivre, Habiz Yosik, that Philip Shabbos, the Yom Kutar, the list of Gulu, the Tila, Gam Tamosh Rashi, and Yisham with the Eno, Elo, Samach, Ba'alma.
Oh, so point number one. Then, the reason of Smichos Gulu Tfila being a din in Tfila and Bakashat, that's an asmachta ba'alma. Or what's the other way to justify it? Even if it was a din and tefillah, lo pluk. So again, this is very important. So Shagas Aryeh, the way he in din he says smichas gula tefillah applies on Shabbos. But the way he justifies it is either by saying that smichas gula tefillah is not a din and tefillah, or he says if it is a din and tefillah, then the only way you can justify it is by saying lo pluk. Just pointing out, based on the yisod that we were developing, is that no, you can even say that even if the geder hadin is of smichas gula tefillah is midin tefillah, you can still justify it not midin lo pluk, just no be'etzem. Fundamentally, to say like we were saying before, that even the tefillah of Shabbos, even though it's not about bakasha, it's still right to have a hakdama of gula to get you in the right frame of mind, as we said before. Because since Shabbos, even the tefillah Shabbos, it's not about bakasha, but it's about recognizing Hashem's role in Ma'aseh Bereishis. So therefore, a hakdama of gula, which is all about Hashem's, you know, capabilities to intervene in this world, would also be shayach. So again, this is very much shayach Aryeh L'shitaso. Shayach Aryeh L'shitaso, earlier in the piece, justified that the only right this. You know, that the reasoning was all about bakasha. He says, the whole idea of the Yerushalmi is it was only shayach to bakasha, and therefore l'shitaso, when he says, oh, in din, we apply it past bakashas to Yontif and Shabbos, l'shitaso, he's forced into saying either lo plug, or it's nothing to do with tefillah. But according to what we're saying right now, is that you can even justify it fundamentally, even if smichas gula tefillah is being a din in tefillah. So Arkan is the sugya about smichas gula tefillah applying on Shabbos. The last part of the bigger sugya of smichas gula tefillah I'd like to discuss is the issue of hefsek and gula arichta. Right, the two things are connected. So let's start now about the inyan of hefsek, and then we'll get to gula arichta. So the inyan of hefsek is basically saying that not only is smichas gula l'tzfila about the seder of kriyat shema and tzfila. Right? But one could have said that smichas gula l'tzfila is all about the order, and you need to make sure you do kriyat shema before you do tzfila. But you wouldn't necessarily know that not only does that have to be the seder, but you can't have any hefsek in between. Right? So I'd like to now go ahead and try to prove based on the several makoros that there is an inyan not only of smichas gula l'tzfila mitzad seder, that, Kriyat Shema, and then eventually Tzvila, but there's also, Smichas Gula Tzvila has to be Samach, there can't be any Hefsek in between, So the first potential Raya for this seems to come out of nowhere, is a Gemara where, Alamed Aleph Amad Aleph. So again, I know not everyone got to this, we'll try to do this in a clear fashion. There's a Gemara Alamed Aleph Amad Aleph, which, right, one way of understanding this Gemara is establishing this yisod that there is a iser hefsek between geula l'tzvila. So that not only is smichas gula l'tzvila about the seder, but there's also has to be a right complete juxtaposition right away, you know, complete ritzifus without any hefsek ba'al. Okay, so this is a Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Ezra, would you mind? So yes, in this context, what does that mean? You might think that you should first do, what do we call, bakashos. You should first ask for all your needs, and then yispalo. What does Rashi explain yispalo mean? Yispalo in this context means shevach. So at first, so you might think, do bakasha, and then shevach.
No.
Right, and Rashi explains, Rino Zutzvila means Shevach, and then Bakasha. Fine. Okay, now it's the key line for us. Okay, so the big question here is, what do you do about that word? So let's assume for now they're going to skip it. But if you say, so, Ein Omer Davar Acher Emes V'Yatzev. What does that mean? Don't say anything after Emes V'Yatzev, which is the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Basically, don't say anything after Emes V'Yatzev, presumably before Shimon Esrei. Well, Acher Tzvila. But after the Tzvila is done, you can add anything, even the Vidoy of Yom Kippur. So again, the big question here is, what exactly is the line in this Gemara saying? And it all really depends on whether you have that word Bakasha in there. So which Rishonim, right, don't omit the word Bakasha? Anybody get to this?
The Riff.
The Riff and the Rush. So I'm not going to read it inside right now. But the Riff, actually, let's read it inside. The Riff, when quoting this Gemara, this is the Riff on Chav Beis Amud Beis, and it quotes this Memra, skips the word Bakasha and explicitly links this to the Inyan of Smichas Geula Letzvila. Okay? So again, this is the Riff on Chav Beis Amud Beis. Avram, do you have it? Okay, Eliel, do you have it?
Yeah.
Just go right to Ein Omrim Dvarim.
Ein Omrim Dvarim Achar Emes V'Yatsiv. Klaimer Afal Bishik Bar Omar.
Are you in the Riff?
Yeah.
The Riff isn't.
Ah. Ein Omrim Dvarim.
Got it?
Oh.
Very important. The Riff understands this Gemara as being a din in Smichas Geula Letzvila. That you can't say anything after the bracha of Gal Yisrael, right? After Gal Yisrael, before the Amida, because of the din of Smichas Geula Letzvila. So again, and the Riff, which he also takes out the word Bakasha, because according to him, this memra has nothing to do with the order of Shevach and Bakasha. It has everything to do with this Inyan of Smichas Geula Letzvila. So again, according to the Riff, this Gemara is establishing the Yisod that Smichas Geula Letzvila is not just about Seder, it's also about Hefsek. That we need such a close connection between the Geula and the Tzvila that you can't have any Hefsek whatsoever. So you have this in the Riff, and you also have this in the Rush. The Rush in Perek Hey, Simin Dalet, basically like the Riff, same Lashon, that they take out the word bakasha and explicitly link this to the din of Kedesh Yismach Geula Litzvila. So according to the Riff and the Rush, this Gemara Laman Aleph is a very important raya that Smichas Geula Litzvila is not just about Seder, it's also about Hefsek. Oh. The next Rishon, or next Rishonim, who understand the Gemara in this way, as actually, seemingly out of left field, the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Everyone turn to Tosfos and the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's a difficult Gemara in the Mishnah about when you can be Shoel, right? The Yira versus the Akavo during the Emsar, different Prakim. You guys, whoever didn't see it, we'll see it tomorrow. It can be a little head spinning, to be honest. So again, there's the Suga on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So Yudalad Amud Aleph. Just for clarity's sake, let's see like just the synopsis of the Gemara in Tanya Rabbi Yochanan at the top of Yudalad Amud Aleph. So Ari, would you mind? So there's the second line in the Gemara Yudalad Amud Aleph, Tanya Rabbi Yochanan. This is a summary. This is the Brayas, which is a summary of the Maskana of what the din is. Let's just focus specifically on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't mind. Just go to Rabbi Yehuda. You see Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So I say Rabbi Yehuda is six lines down. So within Rai Meir, it's actually a little cleaner, right? According to Rai Meir, that when you're in between Prakim, so then you can be Shoel Umeshiv for Kavod. Because you're in between, we're Makel for anything, for any, you know, response that has to do with Kavod. But Emsa, we're more Machmir. Right, we only allow for responses due to year. So again, according to Rav Meir, it's pretty pashut, right? When it comes to Be'emtza, it's just Yira. When it comes to Be'na Prakim, it's also Be'neha Kavod. Obviously, Yira is more chamor than Kavod. So again, according to Rav Meir, it's very clean. Right, Be'emtza only for Yira. Be'na Prakim also for Kavod. But now, Rabbi Yehuda makes it a little more difficult, but we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. He's even more makeup. When it comes to Be'emtza, where Rav Meir only allowed for Yira, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not only can you be Shoel, can you initiate because of Yira, when you're the responder, you one notch down, you can also be Meshiv Vipnei HaKavod. Okay, so again, that means Be'emtza is going to become important. Right? If you're in the middle of a Parsha of Shema, you're in the middle of one of the Birchot Kriyat Shema, you could be Meshiv Vipnei HaKavod, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Bena Prakim. Is it Ubi Prakim? He says, right, you can initiate because of kavod, you can even respond to anybody. So, right, so again, you know, the takeaway is we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see in a moment. Quench Rabbi Yehuda, right, even if you're in the middle of a bracha, you could be meshiv for purposes of kavod. So now let's see Tosfos on Yigilon Beis, through Maskel, Shoal the Nehayira, and you'll see how he's going to connect to Arasugya. You see, Gary?
Rabbi Meir,
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. All right, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the Amar.
The Amar, I feel the
emtzah nation. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way we paskin, you can respond to someone, even if it's just for the purpose of kavod, even though you're not scared. There's no yira factor. Oh. Therefore, once we say you're allowed to respond for the kavod, if even you're in the middle of Shema, you're in the middle of a Birchas Kriya Shema, you can respond to Kaddish or Kedusha. Right? There's no better kavod than the kavod of responding to a Davar Shebek Kedusha. Oh, but this heter of responding to Devar Mishpik Dusha is only be'emtza Birchas Kriyat Shema, be'emtza Kriyat Shema itself, but not in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And what's his raya? This is very important. Oh, so what does Tosa say? What does he bring a raya from? The Gemara just read, seemingly. And he brings a raya, right? The Soros HaShas cites that he says, what's a raya that you can't be mafsik between geula and tzvila? That's the Gemara Lamed Aleph. So it sounds like Tosfos reads that Gemara in line with the riff and the rush, that Gemara has nothing to do with bakasha, that has to do with hefsik between geula and tzvila. Therefore it says, Tosfos, we have a raya from that Gemara, that you can't be mafsik being geula and tzvila. Therefore, if you can't be mafsik being geula and tzvila, then of course you can't be mafsik in the middle of tzvila itself. So again, Tosfos here, and also the Mordechai in Simen Mem. If you didn't see it, you'll see it tomorrow. The Mordechai in Simen Mem is the same thing, as same idea as Tosfos, right? Also, like Tosfos brings a raya from Laman Aleph to this Yesoda, you can't be mafsik between geula and tzvila. So in short, the Rif, the Rush, Tosfos and the Mordechai all understand that Gemara Alam and Aleph as basically establishing this Isser to be Mavsik Ben Geula to Tzvila. We'll pick up with tomorrow the Mefarshim who understand the Gemara Alam and Aleph differently. It wouldn't be a Raya, but there are going to be other Rayos. And this is going to take us to the idea of Geula Richta, because once you understand that you can't be Mavsik between Geula and Tzvila, so then you have to figure out, but we are mafsik, and that's going to get into the nature of the exception of gula / tzvila arichta. We'll pick up that tomorrow.